I'm happy to call the meeting to order and welcome you all. Do we have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the last time we met was March 5th?
This is John. I make a motion to approve the minutes from the March 5th meeting.
Is there a second?
This is Chris. I'll second.
All those in favor? I have to do this one vote at a time. Christopher, how do you vote?
I vote yay.
Lisa?
Yay.
Sean?
Yay.
And Tom?
Yay.
Okay, the minister approved. Now move to the regular agenda. The petition, if there'll be no more questions, we'll now hear from the petitioner. I'm sorry, I'm off here. We'll now hear the petition of Ann Bolton, Paradise Park Oakers President, number 20-002311-HM of 202 Chatham Street. That's a park naming request.
All righty.
So we're not, Ryan's not going to present this.
Thank you, Dr. Henry. Let me just get my screen shown really fast. Does everyone see the map now?
Yes, I can.
Showing Chatham Street. Okay, thank you. So the applicant is requesting to name an unnamed park located at, like Dr. Henry said, 202 Chatham Street within the 4th District to Harmon Creek Park. So the proposed location for the park is within a series of contiguous lots, and there are canal easements bordering Atwood Street here, Chatham Street, Candlewood Street. So these lots were purchased by the City of Savannah under FEMA grants due to historical flooding issues within this area. And therefore, these lots cannot currently be utilized for any sort of construction of either residences or other building types. The staff believes that the name of the park, being Harmon Creek, will actually strengthen the neighborhood identity and commemorate the place to which it is named after. This canal here is actually named Harmon Creek, historically Creek. Now we call it the canal. So the applicant did meet all application requirements and has followed the review process properly. So staff does recommend approval of the request to name the park located at 202 Chatham Street to Harmon Creek Park because the application meets all of the standards required. So let's just pull up that recommendation for you. There we go.
Okay. Any questions of Ryan? Okay. I take your silence as you have no questions.
Chairman Nick, this is Commissioner Mannion. Have one quick question for you, Ryan. Can you scroll back up to the map?
Mm-hmm.
I see that the yellow box is only around just the portion. There you go. Perfect. I'm going to just say it's like south of the canal. That little sliver above, is that at all included or is it?
So I believe it is actually a much larger area. This is just the map that one of our staff members created for the labeled address. This is the map we use when we're sending out the notices to people within a certain distance. So this is not an entirely accurate outline of what the park would be. It's just a generalized area.
Okay. I assume then the applicant will probably have more information as to the full area then, right?
Mm-hmm. It's labeled as being 10 lots, which obviously this is way less than 10 lots here, so it's most likely this large area.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Thanks.
But again, you can ask the petitioner when it's their time to speak if that's what it is or not.
Christopher, you have any questions?
No questions. Thank you.
Lisa?
No questions.
And Sean has spoken, and Tom, any questions? Tom?
Yeah, I'm trying to unmute myself. No questions.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we now ask the petitioner to speak.
The petitioners, there are two labeled here that we have, so we're saying Alan Bolton as well as Joseph Shearhouse can be petitioners for this.
Okay, thank you, Ryan.
So I don't, let me see if either of them have logged in.
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Joe Shearhouse with the City of Savannah.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Bolton, who is the president of Paradise Park, he's having some challenges logging on right now, but I'll go ahead and speak a little bit on the petition, and hopefully he can figure that out once he gets in and make his comments. One thing I'd like to mention about this petition and this process is that I think our process worked very well in this particular scenario. The original petition was to name this park Vernon Branch Park. However, after staff did some research, we determined the creek behind the park was not named Vernon Branch Creek. It was actually Herman Creek. They agreed to change the name of the park to accurately reflect the geographical feature behind it. So I think that was great on both parts. The Neighborhood Association unanimously agreed on the Herman Branch Park name. And this particular park will be a passive park. It won't have any type of active equipment on it at this time. So staff had no negative feedback at all. It was all positive, and the name does not resemble any other City of Savannah or locations. So with that, that's the only comments that I have on this particular petition, unless we have any additional questions.
Okay, Christopher, do you have any questions?
Not a question, but I would like to say, Joe, I did read the history of this space, the area that you had written, and I appreciate that sort of background. And I know Ryan didn't go into it, but I think it's a great green space. I think it's an awesome use of it, and so it's great that you guys are doing that, that everyone could work together doing that. That's all I was going to say.
Okay. Lisa, questions or comments?
I was just curious who Harmon is.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Let me make a note of that, and I can we can look into it and provide the board an update on what Harmon may be referencing. You know, I would like to make one additional comment. Not only was the Vernon Creek name not accurate with adjacent to, we actually have another park within our City of Savannah that resembled that name. So there was two dings on the application for why we did not recommend it to move forward, which I think, again, is another testament to a particular process. But back to your comment, I have a note on the origin of Harmon, and I will get our Municipal Archives director to look into that and provide an update to the board.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see, Sean, you spoke on, I guess. Do you have anything else to mention, Sean?
Yes, I actually have a couple of questions. Joe, do you know about the, just to go back to exactly what I had asked Ryan earlier, since you're one of the petitioners, excuse me, do you know where the 10 lots actually are?
Actually, they joint. This is Alan Bolton, Association President.
Hey, Alan.
They basically back on Bartlett Middle School. Creek branch, which has been made into a canal by digging it out historically, basically separates the backside of that Pentagon. That's the second longest leg on the Pentagon-shaped park. Actually is right across the creek from Bartlett Middle School.
Okay. So then the little sliver in the top corner that doesn't have any yellow, that's also included in the plan for the park?
Actually, it's not. It's got one house on it. You can sort of barely see it in the map. The little rectangle there.
Okay.
Okay. And then also, I do want to make a comment about where Joe had said about the process. And I also do want to commend the city about the entire process. I remember once Joe had mentioned that this was originally named the Vernon Branch Park. I remember Joe had sent Director Denny to the Park and Tree Commission about this. And that was where it was discovered that the name of the park does not match. And I want to commend the city about how that whole process went through. And I also want to commend the Neighborhood Association. And I apologize, I'm drawing a blank as to the name of the Neighborhood Association, Paradise Neighborhood Association. I want to commend you all for coming up with a new name that meets the city guidelines and doesn't create any confusion, whether it be Vernon or Vernon Branch or whatever the case may be. I want to commend everybody on that aspect. Thank you very much for all your work.
Okay, thank you. Tom, do you have anything to say? Any questions?
No.
Tom, can you hear me? Okay.
No.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Mr. Bolton, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Only that the overall purpose, besides having a recreation area for the young people, was to try to suppress crime in that area. And that has been quite successful over the last couple of years with the enthusiastic cooperation and support of the fourth precinct. They agreed to add extra patrolling in there when we were just thinking about it to try to bring the area under control, civilize it. And that started benefiting the neighborhood probably a full year before we actually started construction on the park. So overall, this has been a wonderful synergy for us.
Oh, that's good to know. Does anyone else have any more questions for Mr. Bolton? I take by your silence you don't, so there will be no more questions. We'll now hear from members of the public. If any of the members of the public would like to speak, please utilize the raise your hand feature. Each member of the public who would like to speak will have about 2 minutes to make their comments. And prior to your comment, please state your name for the record. Julie, do we have any hands raised from the public? Julie? What's going on?
I don't
see
have
no hands raised.
I'm sorry, was that Ryan?
Yes, Dr. Henry, there are no hands raised.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Let's see now.
Vote?
Yeah.
Since there are no comments from the public, I make a motion to approve city's recommendation to approve the naming of the park as so described.
Okay. Is there a second?
This is Chris. I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion from commissioners? There being none, I call for the vote. I have to go through this line by line. Chris, how do you vote?
Yay.
Lisa?
Yay.
Sean?
Yay. Sean?
Okay, and Tom?
Yay.
Okay. The application is approved, and we'll go on to the next item. This is the petition of Alexa Frame, 20-001541-PA, 711 Wheaton Street, on a mural. And Ryan, let's hear your report on this, please.
Thank you again, Dr. Henry. This is an application requesting after-the-fact approval for the installation of a mural at 711 Wheaton Street, as well as for approval of a mural concept at the same location. The after-the-fact mural, and this is 711 Wheaton Street here. If you don't know, this is that small, I believe, a Save-A-Lot, possibly, right across, and this is a large storage facility, so a self-storage facility at 711 Wheaton. The after-the-fact mural here is a panhandle slab mural, and it is painted onto a previously painted non-historic wall. And then the mural concept that you'll be seeing in just a little bit is to include a series of murals to be located on primarily interior-facing walls within the storage facility itself, and will be minimally visible from the public right-of-way. The series of murals is to be sort of a community engagement piece, working with residents from the area through local artists, such as Scott Stanton, Jose Ray, Charles Boniface, and as well as organizations such as Loop It Up, to work with local students and veterans to assist the art direction of the muralists that were chosen. So the theme of the after-the-fact mural that you're seeing here is described by the applicant as being a portrait of Amelia Boynton Robinson, including a quote, as you see, stating, "A voteless people is a hopeless people." And as well as, "Remember, this is your day and your world." The mural requirements set forth by the applicant for the proposed mural concepts, so let me just go down here real fast, are to be chosen using general color blocking schemes, such as kind of like how you see here, as well as natural scenic pieces local to Savannah, as well as a selection of historical Savannah figures, as you saw, like Amelia Boynton, as well as Flannery O'Connor, Johnny Mercer, W.W. Law, and Toma Chichi. So the area the murals are going to be located in, or are proposed to be located in, let me get up here, sorry. You see these walls located in the back. They're primarily commercial, featuring large single-colored painted walls with very little historic resources, very little art in this area. And the after-the-fact mural and the proposed mural concepts will actually add visually interesting features to a portion of the city of Savannah that, for the most part, does not hold very much visual interest for the public. The after-the-fact mural and the proposed mural concepts are to be, like I said, located on these non-historic walls within this storage facility, and the murals will visually be sited far enough away from each other as to allow proper appreciation, which pretty much most of the proper appreciation will be done upon entering the storage facility. It won't be entirely visible, like I said, from the public right of way. So I'm going on just a little bit. Sorry, Dr. Henry.
Okay.
I just took a second to scroll down.
Sure.
The scale of the after-the-fact mural is approximately, as you see here, 11 feet in width, about 7 feet, 6 inches in height. And the proposed mural concepts, they're going to vary. So they've labeled them as being around 50 feet by 7 feet, 6 inches, to possibly 11 feet and by 5 inches. The proposed dimensions, again, to this site are appropriate to the buildings and site in size. And the after-the-fact mural and mural concepts are going to be of original designs. This here, as you're seeing in this after-the-fact, is itself an original design. The proposed paint types were not included within the submittal. So staff is just asking to ensure that we do get those paint types and that they are of superior quality and are intended for exterior use, which staff would believe that they are. This information, also information on weatherproof and vandalism resistant coatings were not provided to staff. So again, we're just asking to ensure that the murals are to have that weatherproof or vandalism resistant coating. So moving on to the recommendation for this, if I can get to it. The staff is recommending approval for the after the fact mural at 711 Wheaton Street, as well as approval for these mural concepts that I was speaking about proposed at 711 Wheaton Street with the following conditions, because otherwise we believe these do meet all the standards set forth within the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. The first condition being providing staff with final mural designs to be reviewed and approved prior to installation. And that again is referring to those mural concepts. The second condition being ensure that the proposed paint types are of superior quality and are intended for exterior use. And condition three, ensure that the murals are to have a weatherproof or vandalism resistant coating. And I open it to the board for questions.
Okay, I'm just gonna go through the names. Christopher, you got any questions or comments?
No question, but I do have two comments that I firmly think those last two recommendations, the paint types and specifically the protective coating, needs to be done ASAP if it isn't already. I think this is good, but that's something that should be a part of this from the beginning, and the involved parties should be aware of that as well. That's all I have to say.
Ryan, you can assure that Christopher's wish will be granted.
Yes, so that's why it is a condition on this, just to make sure that that is what's happening. And I do want to add one more thing. I apologize before we go on to the next board members' comments. The applicant did apply for this mural that you saw, the after-the-fact mural, prior to it being installed. However, due to COVID-19, there were some, and you can ask Alexa Frame, the petitioner, about this. Some things arose and the mural ended up being painted prior to this meeting and prior to this approval. So I just wanted to let you know that this wasn't out of any form of malice or anything, that this mural is after the fact. It's just timing was odd and they were supposed to be at a much earlier meeting than this one and that didn't work out. But sorry about that.
Okay, Lisa, any questions?
Question for Alexa when she's up.
Okay, well, we're just asking Ryan for now. And Sean, question or comment?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that I'm clear. So the after the fact mural, it was notified prior to it actually being, for lack of a term, constructed, but COVID happened and then it still went ahead with construction anyway, right?
So that I guess would be again better explained by the petitioner, but she did, okay. Alexa Frame did apply for these murals prior to this one that you're seeing having been installed. Due to COVID-19, issues arose where the applicant was unable to retrieve their COA notices. So it was not given proper public notice, and it did not attend a meeting until obviously this one.
Okay. And then my next question, and hopefully Ryan, you know this, and I actually open it up to anybody from staff if he or she may know it. When was the last time an after the fact mural by Panhandle Slim came before this board?
The date off the top of my head, I'm not entirely sure, but I'm sure you would remember what it is. It was a Frida Kahlo Panhandle Slim.
Right, I remember that one. I remember the mural. I remember who it was. I remember Eli was still on the board. I just don't remember exactly a time frame. So I'm thinking, and maybe somebody else on the board can help jog my memory, but roughly about
probably years ago. Try and find that. But if you want to move on to the next person, I can try and look for that very quickly.
Okay, Tom, you have any questions or comments?
No more questions.
Okay. I will now go to the petitioner.
Hello, this is Alexa Frame.
Oh, good. I was trying to find who you were on my list here.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you for your time, everybody, today. I can go ahead and begin answering a few of those questions. This is on Wheaton Street. This is directly across from the Southern Baptist Center and the Family Dollar. So that's, right next to the historic, I don't want to use that word historic, Hitch Village, on your way to Truman Parkway. And as you know, we are going to be having homeless camp that is going to be down the street. It's down the street from the tiny homes. It's before you get to the defects. Building on the right is where the storage facility is. As Ryan said, these really are set back considerably from the road. If you scroll, I think, to page 4, and Ryan, you'll let me know. The paint type is, it states the paint type is acrylic for exteriors and mini wax polycrylic varnish was used for protective coating. However, if I need to get more information about the acrylic paint, those specifics, I can absolutely get that from Scott for you. As Ryan said, I put this proposal together, your last meeting. And then COVID happened. I actually got really sick. I wasn't able to get the COA notices up, and I just had a major communication breakdown, everybody. Scott went ahead and had the mural put up just because of all of my miscommunications. I sincerely apologize, and I promise that will not happen again. As Ryan also stated, I think that the Wheaton Street corridor provides a unique opportunity for some additional public art. I don't know if everybody's been to Randy's Barbecue on Wheaton Street, but you do have some older murals and painted buildings on Wheaton Street. You've got Randy's Barbecue, R&R Restaurant Supply is on that road, Express Wash closer to Truman. There's a lot of different, 1950s, 60s styled painting on buildings type mural, if you think. And I think that this provides a nice complement to those pieces of art.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions? I'll start with Christopher.
I do have a quick question. Hi, Alexa. Thanks so much. I did read the longer application, and I really love this project. I love that it's sort of a community project and all that. And I know which murals much older murals you're talking about. And I think that's great too. My main only question is about protective coating. Do you know that there if there was protective coating on it or And if not,
so a mini wax polyacrylic varnish was used over it. However, if anybody else has additional recommendations, we're happy to have additional sealants applied. And it is actually behind fencing, so we don't have to worry about vandalism.
Understood. I think it's also just weatherproofing is a concern as well. And maybe Lisa would know more specifics, but that's really all. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christopher. Lisa, any questions or comments?
Yeah, hi, Alexa. I like this project too, and I love that you're incorporating the veteran's point of view. And I'm a friend with UPIDA, so very excited about it. My question is, there's the mural. Is it going to be continued from that mural with the other artists?
So I did speak with Loop It Up. They definitely expressed some interest. I have a teacher over the Early Childhood Center who expressed some interest, and a few other artists. Like we said, we've shown that the students would have some contribution into what that overall art piece would be and look, and we keep it very simplistic as possible, because it is a business. We have to speak to all of our clientele as well. So I hope that each theme will complement each other and will be seen by all people, including our commercial and business community who use our storage facility, so that everybody gets to appreciate it. The next mural would be a cross from this mural that you're looking at right now. And then the other mural would be at the entrance, as Ryan showed. So hopefully that answers your question.
That answers my question. Thank you. I could email the Ryan some different clear coats for exterior, if that'll be helpful.
All right. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you, Lisa. Mm-hmm.
But Sean, do you have any questions or comments?
Yes, I do. Good afternoon, Alexa. First off, let me say I am a big fan of the artwork. I think it definitely adds some life to, from a dull and boring wall from the storage areas. I think working with Loop It Up is a great action as well.
Thank you.
I work with Molly and everyone over at Loop It Up a lot. However, with all that being said, my issue is with the after-the-fact mural. I understand that, yes, there were issues that arose that nobody could control. However, I just don't understand what the thought process was to go ahead and put it up without the actual approval being done.
I was just very unclear in my communication with Scott, and was no longer at that vicinity or the property, the business. I was actually quarantined because we weren't sure if I had COVID. So in my miscommunications with Scott, he went ahead and had it installed. So that's my fault, and I apologize for that.
And like I said, I completely understand that. Unfortunately, that is part of the issue that we've always had with Panhandle Slim.
Right.
It's nothing new. And I'm sorry, he's getting a blatant pass to literally do this whatever he wants. And I get that 2020 has been, for lack of a better term, a blender, because literally it's changing on a constant basis. However, at some point, it just can't be going on anymore. It's frustrating that he continually does this. I love his artwork. I love his message. I love everything about it. However, I cannot tolerate his complete and utter blatant disregard for the city ordinances that are, I mean, they're up there in place. If he doesn't like it, then file a petition to change the city ordinance about the mural and have it completely redone.
Well, I apologize. I have to bear a lot of that brunt, because I told him that I had spoken with the owner who used to be with the MPC. She was on the board of the MPC, and she was very firm in her belief that we didn't have to put together an application. And I think that in my poor communication, I need to bear a lot of that responsibility. So I apologize.
And I appreciate your apology. However, it's been said numerous times, and I referenced the last time at Panhandle Slim, and I'm going to try to keep this as non-confrontational, because the last time a Panhandle Slim mural came in front of us, it was very, very heated, exactly for this specific reason. Okay. Unfortunately, ignorance is no acceptance for, and apologies, as Homer Simpson put it best in The Simpsons, Stars don't put thumbs back on, Marge. I mean, I have no choice but to vote no to not approve this after the fact mural. You have to, unfortunately, and it's for every single Panhandle Slim mural. He knows that he's not supposed to be doing it without approval from the city. And if he goes ahead and does it, I understand that it's really, he gets a free publicity because he doesn't have to bear any of the responsibility. It really comes up to the person who commissioned the artwork. But there's no explanation for it, especially if you were unfortunately under extreme circumstances to where it still went on no matter what. It can't continue anymore. I'm sorry.
I don't even know if the owner of the facility had a minor conversation with Scott. And I was trying to take control of that communication. Like I said, her name is Rosemary Frame. She used to be on the MPC, and she may have made a comment that, well, there is no requirement. And then with me being away from the property, you know, and trying to explain to her that things have changed since she used to be on the MPC, and that, yes, we still have to do that. I was just not, I guess, engaged in all the conversations that were going on. But I completely agree with you, Sean, and I appreciate what you're saying and your concerns. I hope you rethink it, but I get what you're saying.
Sean, I concur with your remarks. I think this, we might have to have some sort of a retreat to discuss this problem, because it is a problem. I hesitate to take our problem with the painter off at the cost of the contractor or the petitioner, but that's the dilemma we're faced with.
I agree with you, Dr. Henry, but at the same time, though, this is not a new ordinance. It's very old. I mean, Christopher can probably spattle off every single time when this exact thing and this exact issue has come in front of us. I understand if it was a different artist, but this specific artist knows it and knows it very well. So I don't take any leeway with him. I don't want to belittle this anymore, because there are multiple Panhandle Slim after the fact murals coming up. So I've said my piece. I will not ask any more questions about this particular. But again, like I said, I love the artwork. I love it. I think it's done very well, but it's not done legally.
You're quite correct. And I think we do need to set aside some time to talk about it, because it is a dilemma for me, at least. Tom, do you have any questions or comments? Tom?
Am I unmuted? Yeah, I'm rather disturbed too, because I've been on this board for a while, and it is a recurring problem and issue. If anyone, he should know better than to go forward, the artist himself. But I don't know if I've, and Sean, I believe, has a good point to, and reasons to be annoyed and reactive about it. I just don't know whether. Personally, I don't know. I got to decide whether this is worth penalizing the actual owner who went through. And that's my dilemma, because I really don't want to penalize someone given the circumstances. But how do you penalize Panhandle Slim for doing this repeatedly? What would be the recourse to essentially, put the blame where it belongs. But I don't know. I'm still undecided on what really to do.
Sean, if you'll remember, this is Alexa Frame again. I probably just disappeared at the beginning of COVID. I was working a little bit with you when we were trying to help with the neighborhood associations, when I was working for the affordable housing group. Putting together, helping our neighborhoods get their Stevens Day applications and everything. And this was there are a lot of things I think going on at the same time. And again, I'm sorry if I dropped the ball on the communication and getting this done properly.
Mr. Chairman, this is Christopher.
Yes, Christopher.
Are we in discussion period, or should I don't want to break protocol, but I would like to comment if we're in discussion period.
We'll get there in just a second. I think we have to get to the public comments here.
I understand.
Has the petitioner finished with all of her comments?
I think so. And you know, at the same time, I was speaking with Scott. I was speaking with Jose Ray. And you know, I said, well, I think we're about ready to move forward. But he was also busy. He has he had a huge exhibit, beautiful, at the mansion. So you might see I put a piece in the application that would be similar to the design that we would hopefully have done at the entrance. Yeah, right there, coming in. So that's one of the other things. What we were looking to do near the entrance. But okay. I don't know if he's even got his exhibit still at the mansion because of COVID and everything that's happened.
Okay.
Chairman Henry, I'm sorry, I forgot. This is Sean again. Sorry, I forgot to ask one quick question to the petitioner.
Oh, go ahead, Sean. Go ahead.
Alexa, first off, yes, I do remember speaking to you. And
I apologize, I kind of disappeared there. I got really sick.
One quick question is for the future murals, the mural concept. Is the artist going to be Panhandle Slim, or is it going to be multiple different artists?
Oh, yeah, no. It's multiple artists.
Thank you.
But, you know, I do want to add one comment on that, is that it takes a special artist who can and is willing to work with students. And that's really important to me because I want the students to be from that neighborhood, from one of those schools right there, or from Loop It Up. So that will impact one of the murals that we do, is making sure that, and I do know that Scott Stanton has done a lot of work with students. And I just have to make sure also that Jose Ray is comfortable with that student component piece. That would be the only exception to that. But that student mural is really important to this business.
Okay,
it's got to be done properly because we don't want it to look like stick art. It has to look professionally done.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on to any public comment if we have any. Julie or Ryan, would you know? Any public comment? I can't hear anyone talking to me. Okay, there being none. I think we can now enter board discussion.
Dr. Henry?
Yes.
There is member of the public, Linda Wilder Bryan.
Okay. Ms. Wilder Bryan, would you like to say something?
Just give her a minute to give Julie a minute to unmute her.
Okay.
Who is she logged in as?
Alexa, maybe you could answer that question. Looks like you sent her name in. Alexa Frame, can somebody unmute her, please?
Yeah, actually, Linda Wilder Bryan, as well as Dietrich Leggett, both wanted to come and get on the meeting to support this. I've done a lot of community work with them, and they were excited to see some art going up on Wheaton Street. Though I believe I got a text earlier that they were having difficulty getting on, and I don't see their names on the list.
It looks like Dietrich. Julie, is that correct? Dietrich is there now?
Yes.
Okay.
And if we can't get Linda on, she said she'd be happy to send an email or a letter of support for it.
Okay. And Mr. I can Lake. Provide that to the board once we receive it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, any discussion amongst the board?
Are we I'm still sorry, in comment?
Mr. Yeah, we're sorry, now.
Alderman Leggett is here to speak.
Oh, okay.
Greetings. How's everyone today?
Fine, thank you, Mr. Leggett.
My name is Alderman Dietrich Leggett. I'm here today and to speak on behalf of the second district. And I know Linda Wilder Bryant will be speaking soon. She also speaks on behalf of the third district. And being that both of our districts butt each other on Wheaton Street, I think that what we're doing now, especially with the Oglethorpe plan as we're moving forward, I think that having murals and artwork on the walls and around our community, as tasteful as they are, it brings our community up and gives them some character. And I understand that there is some conversation about how they were going about putting the artwork up, but I ask you to allow this artwork to move forward. And as the alderman for the second district, I think that this will give not only our community some character, but it'll give the people who live within the community some sense of hope. And it would give them also an opportunity to tell friends and family when they come in town and give them something to even have a good conversation about. I feel real good about this young man and what he has done, and all of the artists actually. And if you haven't known, we on the southernmost part of Waters Avenue on 37th Street, we have basically a living art gallery where people come by and see the different artists as they do work. So again, I stand here on behalf of the second district as their alderman and their leader to let you guys know that I stand in full support of Panhandle Slim and all of the artists who do all the good work in our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Leggett. Anyone have a question for Mr. Leggett? Alderman Leggett? Okay, thank you very much.
I believe Alderman. We have one more, Mr. Chairman. It's Avril Stevenson.
And so say the name again, please.
I believe it is Avril Stevenson.
Stevenson, okay. Ms. Stevenson, would you like to advise us of your views, please? Is she not able to get on?
Julie, do you need to unmute her?
No, they're unmuted.
Okay, I don't know then.
Sorry, just got a message from him. He has no audio.
Okay, let's...
If this member of the public still would wish to provide public comment, they can email us and we can provide that to the board.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we're now entering... commission discussion. Christopher, anything? Any further discussion?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I want to comment on what my fellow. I want to say that I share fellow Commissioner McMahon's concern about Panhandle Slim, the artist. I would suggest right now that there are a couple of other after the fact murals that's coming up by Panhandle. And I would encourage the rest of this board to have this discussion regarding Panhandle's infractions, let's say, on one of these other petitions. I think it would be really, really unfortunate if we all said that we like this project, and it would be really unfortunate to penalize this project and this neighborhood because of a an individual artist and an issue with the board. I think that that's a legitimate conversation to have, but I think that there is an opportunity after this petition to have that conversation with one of these other petitions. And Alexa, I would say that you did everything right from where I'm standing, and I don't think that you should be faulted for the COVID and all that. You did everything right, and I firmly think it's a bad message to send for if this board is expecting to penalize her for she's done everything right. That would be my comment, and I totally share the frustration, but I would really encourage my other commissioners to please let's approve this, and then let's have that discussion in a minute. That would be all I would say. Thanks.
Thank you. Lisa, any comments?
I do. Maybe a way to balance the scales on this is to, and it would be a lesson for the children that are involved. And when you do something like this, it's very good to have community outreach and have their opinions. But I really would love to see a sketch of Jose's and the children's work. It doesn't have to be the final, but this is how it works. I, as a designer artist, I always have to do preliminary sketches, whether it's landscape design, whether it's interiors, anything. And this would be a really great lesson for the kids. So this is how it works. You have to have a little bit of, you know, you show how it works, and then you can do the fun part, which is the painting the mural. I just thought maybe that might be a way to balance this. And I do agree with Christopher, Alexa. I'm so sorry you were ill, but it sounds like you did everything right, and the artist just went ahead and did it otherwise. But that's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Ryan, perhaps you could expedite that in some fashion. This is a request. You there, Ryan?
Yeah, sorry. Can you repeat the question? I was.
Well, Lisa was saying that she would like to see some sort of a rendering before it goes up. And I wonder if you could expedite that in some fashion.
Yeah, so that's my recommendation again, was that they do provide us with the final designs prior to anything ever happening.
Okay, right. I forgot that. Sean, any comments?
Yeah, I have a couple of comments here. One, yes, Christopher, I do share your same sentiment. And to be clear, I am actually separating the two. One is the after the fact mural, and the other one is the mural being constructed by the students. I'm viewing them as completely separate. And yes, I think, Alexa, you did everything right. And I applaud you that you were able to get, you basically got the after the fact mural done almost entirely, except yes, there probably was a miscommunication somewhere down the line. And so I applaud you on that one. I also, again, applaud you on getting the pre-approval for the student mural. I do share Lisa's sentiments as well about, I do want to see what the concepts are, as well as Jose, the other artist, as well as just to see what it is. And I share the same sentiments about Leggett, who said that her book is great and to it helps beautify the city. I have always been a big fan of murals throughout the city. Again, my main issue is with the Panhandle Slim after the fact issue, And I don't want to penalize anybody. I mean, there's the one person who does have to be penalized. Unfortunately, it seems like we can't do it. But again, it just comes right back to, I love the artwork. I love the message. I love even the sketches, so on and so forth, that have been presented for the concept as well. I love it. I think it's a great project, which is why I'm separating the two, at least in my mind. So,
okay.
Like, my issue is with the after the fact mural, and that's really the only issue. Thanks.
Tom, any questions or comments?
I mean, I have no trouble with the approving the, you know, the new murals that they want to place in this site. It is, again, like Sean, I don't know what the proper way to address the issue of Panhandle Slim, you know, flouting the law all the time. And like I said, to me, they are two separate things, but I guess this has to be decided as, you know, I mean, it is a proposal. We can't separate the two out, I guess, but I don't know. I'll have to decide whether it's appropriate to punish the owner in the end, but I'm still thinking about it.
Okay, if there's no further discussion,
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This is Christopher. I'm sorry. Would you mind if I made another comment?
Suggestion?
I would suggest, within this context, and maybe Ryan, you can clarify this. As I understand it, unless there's a motion, we're going to either vote this project up or down. I would suggest, my suggestion of this Panhandle Slim issue is there are a couple of other petitions right after this that we're about to discuss that have to do with Panhandle Slim,
right,
and not other artists. I would, my personal recommendation, suggestion for a solution is that, you know, I would encourage my fellow commissioners to go ahead and approve this, and let's have this Panhandle discussion afterwards, because I share the frustration. So that's what I wanted to suggest, and hopefully.
Yeah, I think I suggested that myself as well, so.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion.
Who was talking?
Sorry, this is Sean. I would like to make a motion to separate the two approvals, one being the after-the-fact mural, and to accept recommendations to approve the after-the-fact mural, and a second to approve the mural concept with staff's conditions. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I was about to suggest that myself, actually. Is that a great, hearing no objection?
Point of clarification, Mr. Chairman. Mm-hmm. It's Christopher. Point of clarification. What I'm a little confused on what that motion would do. What would that mean exactly?
Well, as I understand it, and Sean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, we're simply going to vote on the existing mural in one vote, and in another vote on the proposed mural. Is that correct,
so
it's Sean?
A mural, I'm sorry. So
Mr.
If we,
Chairman, if I may kind of cut in here.
Sure.
As you can see here, it is separated as two separate things. If the board may choose, you can say denial for one and approval for one all in one statement. It doesn't have to be separated into two.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. One more point of clarification, Mr. Chairman. This is Christopher. I just want to make a clarification. If we are not approving, if we deny the after-the-fact mural, are we asking them to erase it and paint over it? Is that what I understand? Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Okay, I find that to be extremely punitive, but okay, thank you for the clarification.
Well, we can't. I think it has to be that way, Christopher, because.
I understand.
Yeah. Ryan, I don't see how we can get around with a single vote. I think we have to split the things in two, like Sean suggests. Do you agree with me?
It doesn't. I mean, the way it's written, it doesn't have to be separated into two votes. You can very well do that if that's what you choose to do. I personally didn't see any need to separate it, as it could be put into one.
Well, but there seems to be just a disagreement on what to pass, which one to pass, and which one not to. So I think I will to
understand with everyone. And I don't want to speak over everyone again. For after the fact murals, whether it's after the fact or whether it hasn't been created yet, what we're doing is reviewing the mural itself, not whether or not it was you know, painted prior to or post an approval.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we're just reviewing the mural itself. I just wanted to say that again.
Okay, thank you. Do I hear a motion? Yes.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Just as I'm trying to resolve this within my own decision making. So let me be clear. It was actually a process. They actually did submit the proper paperwork for the Panhandle Slip mural at some time in the past. It's just that it didn't get approved in time and the artist went ahead with it before they had any approval. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct.
When was it originally submitted?
The application, I can pull it up. I apologize. This will just take a second.
I didn't look at the date. I can't scroll through it.
I'm pulling up the application now. I apologize. Just one more moment. It was submitted on March 2nd, 2020.
Okay, thank you. That's all I needed to know.
Do I hear a motion to approve the existing mural?
Wait, I thought I already made the motion to separate them as two and have the after the fact.
Okay. I'm taking your motion to heart. I'm going to ask for separate votes.
Okay, point of clarification, Mr. Chairman, this is Christopher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to beat a dead horse here. I want to be clear on what I'm voting on. So we are, if we vote to not approve the existing mural, does it mean that we are asking them to paint over the mural? I don't know if staff can answer that, or what is the outcome if we deny that?
Well, Ryan, what's your opinion?
If the after-the-fact mural is denied, then it is not allowed to be there. You have not approved it to exist, essentially.
So it would have to come back
at that point.
Leah, yes, they would have to remove it.
Okay, thank you for the clarification.
Okay, do I hear a motion to approve or deny the existing mural?
This is Sean. I make a motion to deny the existing mural for this project.
Okay. Is there a second?
If there's no second, then we have to move on.
That's right. Being no second, I think somebody should make a motion to approve the existing mural.
I'll make the motion.
Then
I think I heard a motion and a second, I think. I'm not sure. Any discussion?
Dr. Henry, I made the approval. I want to approve the mural.
The existing mural?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second?
This is Christopher.
Is Sean. I will second Lisa's motion to approve the after-the-fact mural.
Okay. Not only do we have a second, we have a third. So any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I would just like to reiterate what I said before. I really hope my fellow commissioners can approve this and have this panhandle commission afterwards. I'll shut up now. Sorry.
That's okay. Any other discussion? Being none, all those in favor of the motion, I'll go through the names here. Christopher, do you approve the motion or disapprove?
Yay. I vote to approve, yay.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Yay.
Yay, okay. Lisa?
Yay.
Sean?
No.
No. Tom?
Yay. I approve.
Okay, motion carries. I'll now entertain a second motion for the future mural. Is there a motion to approve the?
I make a motion. This is Tom Gensheimer. I make a motion to approve the proposed murals as staff recommendation.
Okay, good. Is there a second?
This is John. I.
Go ahead, Sean.
Okay. This is Sean. I second Tom's motion to approve the future murals.
Okay. Discussion? Being then, I call for a vote. Christopher?
Yay.
Lisa?
Yay.
Sean?
Yay.
Tom?
Yay.
Motion carries. I have a question for you, Ryan. We have three more to go and it's 5 o'clock. What do you want me to do?
So I think that the quickest way to get through this is to make a quick clarification. Moving forward, the board has expressed their opinions on the particular artist that we will be seeing multiple pieces from today. And I think to speed things up, we should keep those comments to what have already been said and to not further or repeat those comments as we move forward. Like I said again, after the fact, murals are to be viewed based on what the mural is and not, as you know, what has occurred in the time period of did they apply prior to or after the piece going up. The discussion has happened, and I believe that to speed things up again, like I said, the comments can stay where they were and not be repeated every petition, if that is okay with the board.
Certainly okay with me. Can we stay till after five?
Yes.
Okay. Is that agreeable with you all, just to get through this thing?
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay.
I'm good with it.
Okay, that means we go on to agenda item 4. Petition of Old Coast HVAC LLC 20-002239-PA at 2200 Price Street for a mural. And Ryan will make the presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The applicant is requesting after the fact approval for the installation of a mural on a CMU wall located at 2200 Price Street, which you see here at the corner of Price Street and 38th Street on this commercial building. The theme of the mural, let me try and zoom out. This is a very large picture, so I apologize. I'll have to kind of do a sweeping view of it. The theme of the mural is described by the applicant as being an atomic structure with vertical energy movement. The after-the-fact mural is, as you see, located on a non-historic and also non-contributing painted CMU wall and does not cover or detract from any character defining features on this building. The mural is located within a predominantly residential portion of the city. However, as you'll see with multiple petitions today, there are several commercial buildings. Yes?
I'm sorry, I was talking to the nice lady here.
Sorry, Dr. Henry. It's predominantly in a residential area. However, there are several commercial buildings within this neighborhood. So this mural does enhance essentially a visually uninteresting, non-historic white wall that would otherwise detract from this residential neighborhood. So we didn't at this time receive any support or opposition from anyone in the neighborhood. And staff also believes that the mural, although large on this wall, is compatible size-wise to that wall. And it is proposed as having a vandalism-resistant coating. However, the specification for that coating is unknown, so staff is just asking that vandalism-resistant coating be provided to us just to include within the file. So staff is recommending approval of the after-the-fact mural. Let me run down to that recommendation. with the following condition that the weatherproof vandalism resistant coating specification is provided to staff to keep on file, because otherwise it meets all standards set forth within the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. I open to the board for questions.
Okay, Christopher, any questions?
No questions. This is right down the street from me. I've seen it. And Ryan, I just want to say I appreciate you being on top of the coating, the weatherproofing. That's just something that could be done with all murals. So thank you. That's all.
Can I ask a question, or do I have to wait?
No, you don't have to wait. Tom, okay. Is it you?
Yes. What is the history of, what is the backstory of the mural? Why is it there? And why did it receive approval or application? I mean, what's the story?
This mural, just as others you'll see today, was painted without receiving approval or without being seen by this board. So this again is just an after the fact mural. It's been there, and the petitioner can certainly give you the exact timeline, but it has been here for multiple years at this location. And they are just now, being told by code enforcement that they are required to come to this board. So that is why the applicant has come to us.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, code enforcement decided to do a sweep of the city, apparently. And so we're now picking up the detritus. Lisa, do you have anything to add?
Not for Ryan. No, thank you.
Sean?
No comments.
I get everyone? Okay. Is the petitioner here to make a presentation of some sort?
The petitioner for this particular one is not present at this meeting. However, they did contact me, and they did state that they are in support of staff's recommendation within an email to us.
Okay. I think we can go directly to a vote now. Oh, I'm sorry. Any discussion about this among the commissioners?
Dr. Henry, this is Sean. I just want to comment. This is a really awesome mural. I really like it, even though the 3D effect is making my head spin. But that's a different. It's really awesome. Definitely needed, and it's great. I wish the petitioner was here so that way he could explain, because I don't think I saw it in the application with the hashtag CA Orson. But that would be my only question. Comment.
I didn't hear the question, Sean. Could you say the question again, please?
My only question was what the hashtag is for. I assume the at is the artist's Twitter handle, but I just didn't know what the hashtag was.
And as you said, the hashtag was not provided to us or any information on that.
Any further discussion?
The hashtag, it does look like an advertisement, which is an aesthetic thing for me. But again, I wish the petitioner was here because, but I also think they learned the lesson that they need to apply for a mural next time.
Okay, I think everyone said something except Christopher.
Mr. Chairman, yes, this is Christopher. I did actually, given what Lisa just said, I mean, if that is an advertisement for a business, that would not be allowed under.
Right.
So maybe Ryan could clarify that. I mean, it might be a simple matter. Just
to my knowledge, it is something that is on this artist's artwork.
Oh, I see. Not for the business itself.
No, it's not business that okay. is here. This is a Coastal Old Coast HVAC. This is their office.
I see. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. No more. I don't have any questions. Thanks.
Anyone else have a Question or comment? Okay. Do we have a motion?
We have to do comments, Mr. Chairman.
Oh. I'm sorry, couldn't go on. No, we have. I don't believe a motion's been made on this yet. Do I hear a motion?
This is Sean. I make a motion to approve staff's recommendation, assuming that the hashtag is not an advertisement for any business.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
I'm trying to look up the BA Orson. I can't find it on Instagram.
If the members of the board would please, when they're making a motion or seconding a motion, please state your name first.
Yes, thank you.
That was Lisa.
No. Tom, I second the motion.
Okay.
And that was Sean. I'm the one who made the motion.
Yeah, we got it, I think. Any discussion? Being none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye, and I'll take you by name. I think I'll start with Tom for a change. Tom?
Excuse me. Yeah, aye.
Okay, Sean?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Christopher?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Okay. Okay, now we're on to agenda item 5. We'll hear the petition of Wells Anderson, 20-002240-PA at 660 East 39th Street for a mural. Take it
Thank
away.
You, Mr. Chairman. The applicant is requesting, again, after the fact, approval for the installation of a mural on a CMU wall, which is actually located at 660 East 39th Street. So at the corner of 39th Street and Atlantic, there's a small parking pad here, and the mural is located on this building here. The after-the-fact mural, like I said, is painted onto a previously painted CMU wall. I'm going to give a close-up of that thing here. And again, it's a very large image, so I may have to do a little sweep for you to see the entire thing. The theme of this mural is described by the applicant as being music and inspiration, as a music and inspiration-based mural. It is designed to deliver a positive message for and to the community. It uses legendary musician Curtis Mayfield's image and a classic quote from his 1971 song, Move On Up. That quote being, as you see, move on up, keep on wishing. Remember, your dream is your only scheme, so keep on pushing. The After the Fact mural is located, as I said, again, on that CMU wall. You can see here, this is the parking pad and the building here. So it does not detract from any features on this building because it's tucked into this space here. The mural is located, again, just like the last one you saw, within a predominantly residential portion of the city. However, it is located on, as you see, a commercial building within this neighborhood. So the mural enhances what was once a visually uninteresting large CMU wall. And so it does not detract from the neighborhood, staff finds. The scale of the mural, it's approximately 9 feet in height and 11 feet in width, which and it's also placed about 8 feet above the ground. So on this large wall, it does fit. And it is more compatible with this wall. The proposed paint type, it is an oil-based paint, and it's coated with a polyurethane coating for protection against weather and vandalism. So staff is recommending, let me get down there. Staff is recommending approval for the mural located at 660 East 39th Street because it meets all standards set forth within the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. And I open for board comment or board questions.
Okay, Christopher, you got any comments?
I do have a quick question for Ryan. I'll keep it brief.
Yes.
Is the petitioner or artist here?
Let me check.
I'm going to, in the interest of time, I'm going to save my comments until the last petition. So I'll defer.
Lisa, any comments?
Maybe I missed something. This is Commissioner Watson. Did they apply for this mural at some time, at some point?
This is an after the fact application. They were also contacted by code enforcement to go through this board.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see, Sean?
Ryan, I don't know if this is for you or for the petitioner, but do we know when the mural was put up?
We do not.
Thank you.
Okay, and Tom?
My only question would have been Sean's question. What is the story of this mural? Why did it get put up and when? But we don't know that.
No, as I mentioned, the code enforcement people have done this sweep, which probably should have been done years ago.
I will state a lot of the murals that you're seeing today have been up for several years. They're outside of any of the local historic districts. So a lot of people, it's believed that if it's outside of the local historic districts, that you aren't required to go through certain boards. So that may be the case, but I can't speak on behalf of applicants. But most of these murals are outside of these local historic districts. So that may be, a reasoning of why some of these applicants may not have known to come to this board at the time that they did these murals.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, Ryan. That might be the best way to, in my mind, to frame these group of murals. It does add visually adds to the community. To the space as it is. But anyway, I'll leave it at that.
Actually, our official title is Savannah Chatham County Historic Sites and Monument Commission.
And that is correct.
Yeah. And so, who knows? Maybe the county will do something too. You said the petitioner is not here, Ryan?
I do not see their name included on the list.
Okay. Well, if the petitioner is here, then would be the time to speak.
Petitioner's name would be Wells Anderson.
Yes, I just so found it here. Public comment? No public comment, Brian?
We're checking to see if hands are raised right now, Dr. Henry. Okay. There are no hands raised.
Okay. I think we can go now directly into the discussion. Tom, any comments?
I do believe it visually enhances this where it is at, and I am a little personally troubled by the fact that these have been around for a very long time. They have been there, we don't even know how long they've been there. And if the goal was to make a statement to the artist who puts these up, I don't know if us, or at least my decision to take this down, really is going to penalize anyone but the neighborhood who gets to see this in that sense. He's not here, first of all. Second of all, he may have done this without knowing what the real backstory is. This may have done a very long time ago before he became a real issue in my mind. So again, I'm gonna have to think about this. I don't really wanna take it away from the community since, but anyway, but then again, what the issue of doing these things without approval is maybe something we need to consider.
Well, I'm going to follow Ryan's suggestion we not beat this dead horse, but I will say that we should suggest to the city council they find people who do this. Which I don't know if we have that in place now. I don't think we do. But that would be the first step I think we should take, at least examine it. John, any comments?
I'm going to limit mine. One, I'll just say, first off, I reiterate every single sentence I said in the previous Panhandle Slim after the class mural. Two, I do believe when the gentleman from code enforcement came before us, even though he was completely unprepared, he did say that, yes, if we don't approve it, they're fine. Please, staff, correct me if I'm wrong on that one. But I do like your idea, Dr. Henry, to say something to city council about this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Lisa?
This is Lisa. I love what you said, Tom. I totally agree. It does beautify this wall. And Dr. Henry, I agree with you. And I'm not going to go on and on about this, but if somebody's replacing part of their wall because of damage and they get a fine without a permit,
right?
But it's not fair that an artist or this homeowner doesn't get a fine. So that's something we really should work on.
I agree. Christopher.
I agree. As I said earlier, I won't reiterate. I share the frustration. I'm gonna make my comments on the last petition because I think it's more relevant. Although I will say I agree with what Tom said, and I hate to be in the position of taking something so positive, trying to tell somebody to take something positive like this down. I would also bring up the question of who gets fined. If someone does get fined, I'm assuming it's going to be the homeowner, not the artist. So I would maybe like some clarification on that, but maybe that's for another time. We can go ahead and vote on this. I don't want to prolong things too much.
Okay, thank you. Do I hear a motion to accept the recommendations of the staff?
This is Tom. I propose a motion that we accept the recommendation of staff to approve the mural on Reynolds and 39th.
Is there a second?
This is Christopher. I'll second.
Any discussion? Being none, all those in favor of the motion, I'll list your names. Christopher, how do you vote?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Sean?
No.
Tom?
Aye.
Motion carries. I'm now pleased to announce that we are going to the last regular agenda item. I'm really pleased to announce this. Now here's the petition of Tom Oxnard, 20-002264-PA. At 742 East 39th Street for a mural. Ryan, take it away if you would, please.
Chairman, the applicant is requesting after-the-fact approval for the installation of a mural, again, on a CMU wall located at 742 East 39th Street at the corner of 39th and Paulson. It's actually this building here. The yellow line is just around the property instead of the building. The after-the-fact mural is painted onto a previously painted wall, again. The applicant provided the following statement regarding, and it is a wood wall, so the nature of request is wrong. I apologize for that. The applicant provided the following statement regarding the theme of the mural. The mural depicts lyrics from Louis Armstrong's song, What a Wonderful World. They chose the particular song because it was one of their favorites and that they loved the message because it was one of positivity and compassion to others. The after-the-fact mural is located on a painted wood clapboard facade and does not cover or detract from any character-defining features. Most of the mural is painted directly onto that wood clapboard siding, as you see, while the head of Louis Armstrong is actually affixed. It's a separate entity affixed to the wall via screws into the siding. It's located, again, within a predominantly residential portion of the city upon a street-facing facade. Murals are an uncommon feature upon historic residential structures, specifically street-facing facades on those residential structures. However, I'm going to show you these Sanborn maps. This building historically, and even up into the 1970s, was not a residential building. It was constructed as a store and remained to be a store, even in this, as you see, 1970s Sanborn map. The inclusion of a mural upon this building may increase the ability to differentiate the historic use of the structure without interfering with the historic character of the rest of the neighborhood. So since we mainly allow murals on residential, on commercial buildings, that is what we're doing here. Although utilized for residential now, it was and was historically used for a commercial purpose. The scale of the after the fact mural is approximately 5 feet in height, 13 feet, 5 inches in width, and is approximately 9 feet above the ground on the Paulson Street facade of this building. The proposed paint type was provided as being an exterior latex paint. And this particular mural, there was no information provided on a vandalism resistant or weatherproof coating. So in our recommendation, we're asking that they ensure a weatherproof and vandalism resistant coating is applied. And I also want to add before I go into the recommendation, when the recommendation was written and added to the agenda, this was the photo that was provided by the applicant. I did actually go and take a picture myself, and this, or I did go by this property, and this is no longer a portion of this mural. At the time that I drove by, the head was actually removed. But so at the time, staff's recommendation after the fact approval for the mural located at 660 East 39th Street with the following condition, because otherwise it meets all standards set forth within the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. That one condition being that they ensure that a weatherproof or vandalism resistant coating is applied to the mural. And so I open for questions to the board.
Christopher, you got any questions?
Quick question, Ryan, is the petitioner here, actually, I believe?
Yes, the petitioner, Tom Oxnard, is present.
Okay, I'm going to save my comment to wait till after he speaks. Thanks.
Okay, Lisa?
Ryan, you said the head is no longer there?
As of a couple of days ago when I drove by this property, the head was not a part of the art piece at the time.
Okay.
Okay. Sean? Sean, you have any questions?
So just to make sure I'm accurate, right now the mural is just the quote, correct?
It at this time, as far as I know, is just the quip. You can ask the petitioner whether or not that head has been replaced onto this or not, since I saw it the other day.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Oxnard is here. The petitioner is here, so we can get to that then. Tom, anything?
Hey, folks, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, Sean, I think this is a different Tom, I believe. Mr. Gensheimer, I believe, Mr. Chairman, you were referring to.
Right. Yeah. Is there another Tom around?
Yes, the petitioner's name is Tom.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Mr. Gensheimer. Tom Gensheimer, anything? Tom Gensheimer, do you have a question of Ryan?
I was muted. I'm sorry. Okay, this is Tom Gensheimer. My question is, when the petitioner applied to, get approval for this mural after the fact, did he submit this picture? Is that what I'm saying, that he kind of implied that it was a complete mural as it is in this image?
This is the photograph that was provided with the application.
And the application was recent.
Correct.
Thank you.
If there are no further questions of Ryan, I invite Mr. Oxnard, the petitioner, to make a statement.
Hi, this is Tom Oxnard. And y'all can hear me?
Yes, we can. At least I can.
Yes.
Thank you for your time. Some comments that I have are regarding the head. So the head of Louis Armstrong, that cutout, is currently at Panhandle Slim's house, and he repainted it, put a second coating on it, and then also added a thin wax clear gloss shellac to weatherproof it. So that's why it's currently missing. And if I am approved, that will go up in the next few days and return. And I also plan, if I am approved, to put a second coating on the lyrics as well. And I, this one up in February 2018. And yes, I was unaware that a permit was needed in this particular neighborhood, and that's why I went through with it. And the moment that I found out that I got the notice from code compliance, I immediately learned more about the application process and submitted my application.
Well, thank you.
Also of note is, so this is a mixed-use building. The upstairs is a residential unit, and the downstairs is a commercial unit and is an art studio. So it is a really cool building with a lot of great history, and it continues to serve the art community. And so I thought it was doing homage to the neighborhood and the house and the community to add this.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Oxnard. Any questions? Tom, you have any questions for Mr. Oxnard?
No, I think he answered my questions.
Okay, Sean? Any questions for the petitioner?
No, he answered all of my questions.
Okay, Lisa?
I do. Hi, Mr. Oxnard. Is the head of Mr. Armstrong, is it on weather-treated wood?
Yes, it's on weather-treated wood. I'm not sure exactly what material it is, but it is in both sides. The back side was coated, and this front side facing you is also going to be coated on top of that.
Okay, and so the artist never told you that he needed a permit to do this painting?
He did not.
Okay.
Christopher.
Hi, Mr. Oxnard. This is Christopher. We have actually met before and spoken. I don't know if you remember. So this is right around the corner from where I live, and I think it beautifies the neighborhood. I think it's great. But so Lisa actually asked the question I was going to ask, which is, so Scott never said, hey, Tom, you know, make sure you go to the HSMC and, you know, make sure you're T's are crossed and I's are dotted. So he did not do that.
No, I was under the impression, and I, you know, we talked about he had done a mural in the historic district, in the landmark historic district. Mm-hmm. And I know, I remember reading about it in the paper, but outside of that and in this neighborhood, we were both under the impression that this would be okay.
I understand. And I'm not faulting you for that, honestly. I like it. And, you know, it's unfortunate that the artist is not here. So I'm just talking into the ether, I guess. But it puts me, I'm just going to talk from a personal level. I'm pro public art. But it is really frustrating to have an artist know what they're supposed to do and have, you know, articles written in the paper, and, you know, I don't feel like anyone's helping me out, because I'm trying to look out for this, and I want to support it, and I think that my colleagues are as well. But, you know, we're put in a really difficult position. I don't want to be the one to make anyone take this down or paint over it. It's a positive message. But so what is that, you know, how does that, what position does that put us in? That's I guess, more of a rhetorical question, really, Tom. I support this, and I'm going to vote to approve it. I think that maybe as a board, we should have a discussion. You know, I don't want to be punitive as a board, but it is very extremely frustrating to, it's not complicated. It's not a complicated process. It's a two-page application, and it's really frustrating to constantly have the same artist. And I like Panhandle Slim's work, and I respect what he does, and it's all positive. And that makes it even more difficult, because it puts us in the unfortunate position of, you know, it's a tough situation, and I'll just leave it there in the interest of time. But it's very frustrating. But thank you for your time, Tom. And honestly, that was more rhetorical, so I just wanted to put that on the record. If you want to comment, you can.
Would you like to comment, Mr. Osner?
Well, I have several properties around town, and I promise you that if I were to put a mural on, you would be the first folks I would talk to about it. And
thank you.
I'm sorry I didn't go through the correct avenue the first time. This is a learning for me as well. And I really do love this mural, and I know folks in the neighborhood do too. And I hope it can continue to stay.
Yeah, thank you. And I agree. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Can okay, I make sure. Ask a question again to the petitioner? I want to clarify what year you set a time and a month and a year that this actually put up. Can you repeat what that is?
It was February 2018.
Okay, 2 years ago, pretty much 2 years ago. Thank you.
Okay, anybody else have a question?
I have a suggestion.
Yes.
This is Lisa. Mr. Oxnard, when you put the head back up, please use galvanized screws, because I've seen some of his work just falling off walls, like pieces like this that are adhered. So please use the proper screws to get that back on there. That's just a suggestion, so it doesn't hurt anybody.
Okay.
Any more questions for the petitioner? Being none, Julie, do we have any members of the public here?
We do not, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Well, now under board discussion. Christopher, you have any further discussion?
No, sir.
Lisa?
No, I don't.
Okay, Sean?
I'm just going to keep my comments brief, because I know I dragged it out at the first petition of the first after the fact mural. I agree with what was said previously. Yes, it puts us in a very bad situation. The artwork is great. I mean, I remember living in this neighborhood. Unfortunately, I had moved out before 2018, but I love seeing Panhandle Slim's work throughout the entire city. I think it's great. My issue, though, always becomes exactly the dilemma that Tom has spoken, Chris had spoken of. It's very frustrating, and I will say exactly what I said the last time when a Panhandle Slim mural came up, the Flojo's mural. I voted to approve that one as the last one, and I will not vote to approve a single after-the-fact Panhandle Slim mural going forward because of exactly this entire process that it happens. He's done it. He's done it repeatedly, and we cannot continue to let it go. I'm sorry, Mr. Oxnard. you're right, it does beautify the neighborhood. It does great things for the area, but unfortunately, it wasn't done correctly. Exactly as Lisa had said, she has seen murals and those instances where, hey, it can fall down and it could hurt somebody. I mean, what type of situation would the city be in if, let's say, Louis Armstrong's head had fell off once it was replaced and it was just dusty stuff there and it fell down on somebody and hurt her? That puts the city at liable. I mean, it creates a lot of issues. I just cannot continue to approve. Sorry, that's it.
Thanks, Sean. Tom, any further?
Yeah, I do have some comments before the vote. You know, whether or not it beautifies a neighborhood, it, to me, is always besides the point. Most murals do, and I usually try and, in the time I've been here, the many years I've been on this board, I divorce myself between, you know, is it a beautiful thing or is it an ugly thing? I don't try and value judgment. I doubt, I believe, of course, most murals, all the murals are beautiful in some people's eyes and others. So to me, it's not the issue of whether this is nice, whether it beautifies the community. The issue to me is 2 years ago, Panhandle some knew very well. I mean, I dealt with him 2 years ago. We maybe many of you on the board have. He knew very well that he was doing something that he shouldn't do, and he went forward with it. The last time I agreed to vote on the last, well, you know, previous at 4 o'clock, I agreed that the mural should, you know, be retroactive, Panhandle Sims, because at least the petitioner actually applied and went through the process. And I think something broke down, you know, by trying to do the right thing. I don't get a sense that ever the right thing is being done here. And I am going to have to go along with Sean because I am tired of it too, because there is never a message that gets through to him. And unfortunately, it does penalize more the homeowner than probably him. But what can I say? I mean, I can't keep okaying illegal actions because they just happen again and again. So I'm with Sean this time around. The first time around today, I thought there were extenuating circumstances. The person actually tried to do the right thing. I don't get a sense that the right thing was ever even tried again this time around. So there you go. I'm going to vote it down.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve or disapprove?
This is Christopher. I move that we approve.
Is there a second?
This is Sean. I'll second Christopher's motion to approve.
Okay. Christopher, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Okay. Lisa? Lisa, how do you vote? Lisa, we can't hear you.
Lisa is muted.
Well, I'm going to come back. Oh, cool.
Lisa.
How do you vote, Lisa?
No.
Sean?
No.
Tom?
Nay.
Okay. Motion does not carry. I'm sorry about that, Mr. Oxnard. It's not your fault.
Mr. Chairman, this is Christopher. Can I make one more comment to the petitioner?
Sure.
Tom, I hope that, you know, this narrative doesn't get mistold. I think it's pretty evident why this was disapproved. It's not because we don't like the art. And this is an example of the difficult position that we get put in. I hope Scott understands that. And it would be nice if the artist participated in these discussions. I know that he did post on social media today that this meeting was happening, so he knew it was and was aware of it, and that makes it extra frustrating. So, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other business?
Can I make a comment, petitioner?
Sure. Mr. Osrock.
Well, I mean, I respect your decision. Just so you know, you just approved the mural that was before mine. That was done about a year or so after mine. So you accepted one that was put up, and just because he wasn't here to comment, you approved it, and I was here being honest, rejected it. So just so you know that doesn't seem very fair. And yeah, just wanted to share that.
This is Christopher. I mean, I agree with you, sir. I apologize.
Yeah, it's a regrettable situation.
This is Sean. Mr. Oxnard, I agree with your frustration and how, yes, there's some have been approved after the fact and some have not, which is, again, why I remain consistent with voting no on every single one of them. Unfortunately, you're the, I don't want to use the word the victim, but you're the recipient of the consistent premeditated almost actions of the same artist over and over and over again. It's been going on for years. It's never, it's repetitive, and it's doing the same thing over and over again. Again, everybody likes the artwork. It's great. It's wonderful. I love his message. But again, he knows darn well that he's not supposed to be doing it without approval. That's all I got to say.
I mean, I understand that. I don't understand why you just approved the four previous murals and then the last one you said no to. That just doesn't add up.
Mr. Chairman, this is Christopher. Could I perhaps propose a solution? And this is up to the board, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Tom, Mr. Oxnard, if the board is willing, I mean, is it possible that you could resubmit a different design and we could start from scratch on this and pretend we started from scratch? Is that something everybody else would be amenable to? Just do this the right way.
Ryan, how do we handle this?
You've made a motion and it's approved for this to be denied. You've motioned for denial.
Correct.
And
it was no.
Or you motioned for approval, sorry, and it was denied at that point. So in the eyes of your board, this is not allowed to be there and at this point would need to be removed.
So when this gets erased, sorry, this is Christopher. Mm-hmm. So it gets erased and then Panhandle comes up with another concept and there's a submission to this board and we have a new concept to vote on. I mean, that's my proposed solution. That's for the panelists. You know what? That's my two cents. I don't want to prolong this meeting anymore. I would suggest, Mr. Oxnard, maybe just come up with a different, you know, concept and fill out that two-page application and we can do this the right way. That's all I have to say. I'm sorry. I won't prolong that.
Any further comments?
Well,
I don't think we need a different concept. This is Lisa. The reason I denied it is because of adhering the wood to the structure, just because I know what happens, unfortunately, with what I've seen around him. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Well, you know, in solace, well, there is no solace for the, this is Tom Gensheimer. There is no solace for the homeowner. I understand that. And I can understand your frustration. And the reason, personally, I voted for the earlier Panhandle Slim mural was because the owner did go through the proper, they did apply for permission. It's just that things got in the way, it seems. So I thought that the intent was there by the powers or by the people that are supposed to do what they're supposed to do to get this approved. The intent was there. The intent was never there for this mural, it seems to me, as far as I can tell. So that was the reasoning behind my vote. And I know that doesn't really help you, but that is my clarification. Yeah, that's all I need to say.
Thank you. Anyone else?
else.
Any other business? The next regular meeting is for July 2nd at 4. Location to be announced. I think that's what that means. Decided, I guess, to be decided. Before I adjourn, I want to thank Ryan and the staff for working an extra hour today to accommodate us. It was, and to you, Ryan, for walking me through this so professionally. And I thank you, all the commissioners, for their patience. I mean, and your input. And we will be discussing this particular problem in the future. Anyone would like a comment before I adjourn?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Being done, I declare the meeting adjourned.